advisors gave him a very a gentle solution.
但是呢，一些年轻的人呢、啊，提出来的计谋就非常的激进。
积极呀、
啊。激进。
激进。
Aggressive.
Okay. But the younger advisors gave him a very aggressive solution.
啊，就轻视那些百姓呢。
Which is to look down on the people.
啊，就不尊重百姓，不尊重我们今天来讲，不尊重民意。
Which is not to respect the people or to respect the people's wants, human rights.
他不尊重人民的意见呢。
And he did not respect the rights of the people.
啊，结果这个罗伯安王就采纳那些年轻人的意见。
So King Rehoboam chose to listen to the younger advisors.
结果导致国家的分裂。
So this caused his nation to break up.
所以我们看这群老年人的意见啊是非常有智慧的。
So we see that the elderly advisors were full of wisdom.
因为他们能够分辨是非的。
Because they were able to differentiate between right and wrong.
啊，他们能够分辨啊。事情的结局终局啊，因为他们经过很多的失败，很多的挫折。
Because through many successes and failures, they were able to know the consequence of a decision.
所以年纪大的人呢、啊，他们不是糊涂，他们是有智慧的。
So the elderly, the older you are, does not mean that the more confused you become, but you should be more wiser.
所以年长者能够分辨是非啊。
Therefore, the elderly.Are able to differentiate between right and wrong.
那年长者有很丰富的行政经验。
And the elderly also has a very experience in administration.
年长者很多是从公司退休下来的。
Because many of the elderly members have retired from companies.
啊，这些人生的经验啊，行政事务的经验，他们累积的非常多。
So they have acquired many experiences in management and administration.
所以他们知道事情该怎么做。
So they know how to manage affairs.
他们凭直觉就可以看得出来呀。
Simply by instinct, they can think of solutions.
这些年长者不需要再去看书了。
So these elderly members no longer need to read up on something.
我们年轻人可能还要看很多书啊。
Maybe the younger members we still have to refer to books to help us.
这年长者他们凭着直觉的经验就知道说、事情该怎么做。
But the elderly members simply relying on their experience and instinct, they know the solution.
我们看当时摩西啊带领200多万的百姓出埃及的时候。
When Moses led 2 million Israelites out of Egypt,
那这些两百万的百姓啊，当然有些时候会产生纷争啊。
And among these 2 million Israelites, it's only common that friction would arise.
啊，所以就要找摩西啊，帮他们来解决纷争。
So they had to look for Moses to mediate on these frictions.
我们看到每天都是大排长龙了。
And every day there will be long lines.
从早上就人开始排队。
And from early morning, people started queuing up.
那摩西说一个一个啊，叫他们来问呢。
Then Moses would go through their cases one by one.
啊，帮他们解决困难，解决纷争。
To resolve their disputes and their problems.
啊，做一个调停的人。
And he became their mediator.
啊，一直问到晚上。
So he would keep taking up cases all the way to the nighttime.
天黑了，都看不到人了，连人都看不见了。
So even up till night time, when it's so dark that he no longer can see the people around him.
啊，有人大概排不到了，所以就大家都回家，都不那些晚来的，他们也很不高兴啊。
So some could not get their turn to meet up with Moses, so they may be unhappy.
那摩西也很累了。
And Moses himself was very tired.
后来有一天呢，摩西的岳父啊，叶特罗。
One day, the father-in-law of Moses, Jethro.
因为他的岳父叶特罗是米甸的祭司啊。
Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, was a Midianite priest.
那祭司的工作也是做一个调停的工作，就是百姓的官长，百姓的官长。
So the work of a priest is also to mediate among the people.
所以他调停过很多的事情啊。
So he had mediated many disputes among his people.
他有行政经验。
So he had administrative experience.
所以有一次啊，他来看摩西啊。
So one time he visited Moses.
来看他的那个女婿。
And he went to visit his son-in-law.
哇，看他女婿啊，坐在那里啊，这个听大家在接受这些百姓们的 深渊呢。
So he saw how his son-in-law was listening to the grievances of his people.
摩西自己给他坐着都不能，我看连上厕所的时间都没有了。
And I believe perhaps Moses did not even have time to go to the restroom.
啊，这个老年人说你要坐一个小时就要起来运动运动啊。
So for so the elderly people then suggested that he should stand up and do some exercise.
可是他都没时间。
But he did not have any time.
百姓排的。队伍非常长
，because the queue was just too long。
所以摩西岳父哈一拖了，他就直觉的认为啊，这个不对的。
So Moses' father-in-law Jethro felt that this was not right。
你应该要找几个人来帮助你呀。
You should pick a few people to come out and help you。
你要分层负责啊。
You should delegate your task.
那你就不会那么累呀。
Then you will not be so tired.
所以他是凭着他直觉的经验，就告诉摩西。
So based on his past experiences, he shared with Moses.
那摩西也听了他的劝告。
And Moses heeded his father-in-law's advice.
真的，他就轻松很多了。
Then when he practiced that, he felt he was more relaxed.
这个做年长者有很多的丰富的行政经验呢。
So this shows that the elderly members have a plenty of administrative experience.
那年长者也有很美好的灵性。
And the elderly members tend to have a good spirituality.
啊，请看诗篇。
Please turn to Psalm.
诗篇九十二篇啊，
Psalm
我们刚从看过的。
92, the same Psalm that we just read.
诗篇九十二篇的第一节。
Psalm 92 verse 1.
这边说义人要发旺如壮树啊，那十四节说他们年老的时候。所以年老的人、啊、被神看作是义人，他们有个很美好的灵性。
So, the elderly will be deemed as righteous when they're old, means that they have good spirituality.
那再请看箴言。
Now let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言十六章。
Proverbs 16.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
箴言十六章三十一节。
Oh, sorry. Proverbs 16:31.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
白发是荣耀的冠冕，在公义的道上必能得着。
31. The silver-haired head is a crown of glory, if it is found in the way of righteousness.
所以从圣经呢，我们可以看得出来，年长者哈，他们有个美好的灵性。
So from the Bible, we see that the elderly tend to have a good spirituality.
那为什么年长者会有一个很美好的灵性？
So why is it that the elderly tend to have a good spirituality?
因为年轻人啊，我们血气方刚啊，都是靠着自己的能力、自己的意志力来完成某些事情。
Because when we're young, we tend to be rather hot-headed, hot-tempered, and we tend to do things according to our will.
因为年轻人在世界上活的日子，当然不比年长者活的长啊。
Because the young have not lived as long as the elderly.
所以他们可能成功的机会也就比较多。成功的机会呢。
Okay, so their chances of being successful are greater.
可是你把时间拉长的话。
But if you stretch your time.
你靠着自己的聪明，靠着自己的智慧，靠着自己的意志力也不一定能够成功啊。
But based on your own intelligence and strength, you may not be successful all by yourself.
也就是不一定能够每一次啊都能够成功的。
In other words, you may not be successful all the time.
那这些事情年长者都知道了。
And all these things, the elderly members already know.
所以他们很清楚的知道说，不一定是靠自己的能力啊、才华啊、意志力就能够一定能够成功的。
So the elderly knows that you don't succeed simply based on your talents, your strength, and your determination.
所以他们就得到一个结论。
So the elderly then came to a conclusion.
结论就是还要靠神啊。
Their conclusion is that we still need to rely on God.
还是要回到神这边来，才能够得到一个解决的方法。
And we still need to return to God's side in order to solve problems.
这是他们人生的经验呢。
So this was the experience that they acquired.
说不管我们怎么计划怎么做，最后还是要回到神这边来。
So regardless of what we plan and what we do, we ultimately have to return to God's side.
这是他们人生的体验。
And this was their life experience.
所以他们就花很多时间呢、啊，读圣经、祷告啊。
So the elderly then would spend a lot of time in reading the Bible and in prayer.
我这次到福州教会协助圣工，有一个老弟兄啊，他大概每天在祷告三个小时啊。
This time I went to Foz, Brazil to help in the church work there. I met an elderly brother who prays every day for almost 3 hours.
一个小时已经是很了不得的，他祷告三个小时。
So 1 hour is already very good, but he prays up to 3 hours.
因为他就体验到真的人生就是一定要靠主才可以的。
Because he has this experience that in his life he has no other choice but to rely on God.
他也没有什么嗜好。
He has no other hobbies.
他也不用手机，他现在也没有什么 iPad、iPhone 啊。
He doesn't have a cell phone. He also don't use an iPhone or an iPad.
退休了没事做什么？
He's retired and nothing better to do. So what can he do?
就是读圣经祷告啊。
So he chose to read the Bible and to pray.
这是人生的经验。
So this was through his life experience.
所以他们的灵性就很好啊。
So because of their life experience, they have good spirituality.
以前我们有一对老弟兄，他们才搬到南加州去的。
In the past, we have this elderly couple who just moved to Southern California.
李伯伯跟李伯母，大家还记得？
They are our grandpa and grandma Lu.
那李伯母他说，他每天早上起来哈，就是一定要先读圣经、祷告，然后才吃早餐。
Grandma Lu told me that every morning before she eats her breakfast, she has first to read the Bible and to pray.
他们年纪已经九十岁，大家清楚了，知道啊。
They're almost 90, and we all know that.
所以这个是他们人生的体验呢。
So this was their life experiences.
一定要靠主才可以的。
And they have learned that they have to rely on God. That's the only way.
宁可啊花更多的时间来祷告，来读神的话。
So they would rather spend more time in prayer and in Bible reading.
所以他们就有个很美好的灵性。
So they develop good spirituality.
所以这些年长者呢，那神就特别来看顾他们。
Therefore, God especially takes care of the elderly.
对，圣经说哈，喜乐乃是良药。
The Bible says that a joy is a good medicine.
因为他们懂得依靠神。
Because they know to rely on God.
所以他们内心充满了喜乐。
Therefore, in their hearts, they're full of joy.
所以自然身体就很健康啊。
So very naturally, they have good health.
因为喜乐能够帮助他们克服很多的疾病。
Because their joy can help them overcome many physical ailments.
因为很多的疾病啊，是从压力来的。
Because many illnesses comes because of stress.
压力是从烦恼来的。
And stress comes from problems.
很多的烦恼是不需要的。
And there are many problems that are unnecessary.
在主耶稣已经讲过啊，不需要为人吃啊、穿啊这些忧虑的。
So the Lord Jesus have reminded us not to worry about what we eat and what we wear.
所以主耶稣也是告诉我们，有些忧虑是不需要的。
So the Lord Jesus also have told us that there are certain worries that are unnecessary.
忧虑也没用。
And even if you worry, it's useless.
无济于事，所以不需要忧虑。
So you don't have to worry.
而且年长者呢，他们就依靠神了。
So the elderly have no worries, but simply rely on God.
所以他们人生就充满了喜乐。
So because of this, their lives are full of joy.
因为喜乐的结果是帮助他们身体啊就很健康，免疫系统就很强。
And the result of their joy is that they are very healthy. Their immune system are very good.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十六章。
Chapter 46。
四十六章第四节。
Isaiah 46 verse 4。
四十六章第四节。
46 verse 4。
第四节。
Verse 4。
直到你们年老，我能这样；直到你们发白，我能怀替。我已造作，也必保报啊！我必怀抱，也必拯救。
Verse 4, even to your old age, I am He, and even to gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear. Even I will carry, and will deliver you.
所以神并没有弃绝这些年纪大的弟兄姐妹。
So God never forsakes the elderly members.
所以直到年老的时候。
Even to your old age.
直到头发都白了
，even when their hair turns gray，
直到满面皱纹
，even until their face are full of wrinkles，
直到皮包骨了不能动了
，even when their body is just bones and skin，
神还是在照顾着他们
，and they can't no longer move， but God still will take care of them。
这次我到圣保罗教会，巴西圣保罗教会。
This time I went to St. Paul's Brazil Church。
去访问一位93岁的老阿妈。
I visited an old 93-year-old grandma.
她去年呢才接受洗礼的。
And she only received water baptism last year.
所以这次我就特别去看她。
So this time I especially paid a visit to her.
当然她也不会讲葡文，也不会讲中文，不会讲英文，只会讲日文呢。
She can't speak Portuguese, Mandarin, or English, but she can only speak Japanese.
所以很难跟他沟通啊。
So it was very difficult for me to communicate with her.
因为我只会讲说什么ありがとうございます。
Because I only know how to say ありがとうございます, which is thank you.
那就是靠他的女儿翻译了。
So I had to rely on her a daughter to interpret.
她女儿会讲葡文啊。
And her daughter can speak Portuguese.
所以我看这位老姐妹哈，哇，她真的是。不能动了，就躺在床上，真的是皮包骨。
So this elderly sister, she can't no longer move, and she's really, truly, just skin and bones.
她有时候两个眼睛啊看着我。
And she used her two eyes to look at me.
她大概也很望着人说：“我到底是谁呀？”
I think she was very curious as to who I am actually.
但是她，我看她眼神呢，就是。充满着基督的平安呢。
But from her eyes, I could see the peace of Christ in her.
因为我很担心啊，她年老才信啊，大概道理是不是听得懂啊？会不会要祷告？我很担心。
Because I was very worried that she was baptized at a very old age, and I wasn't sure if she understood the truth. And I was worried.
要离开以前呢，我们就一起祷告。
So before I left, we prayed together.
当然，她大概祷告不像我们这样子的。
But she prayed a different from us.
但是呢，她说 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 她一直念 Hallelujah.
And she kept repeating Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
所以至少她懂得念 Hallelujah.
So at least she knows to say Hallelujah.
那时候让我们觉得很欣慰。
So this gave me great comfort.
你看，真的到发白，到年纪老了，躺在床上了，神还在照顾她。
So even when she had gray hairs and old and weak, God still took care of her.
让她有个天国的盼望。
So that she has this hope of heaven.
让他心里充满着基督的平安跟喜乐。
So that in her heart she is full of the peace and joy of Christ.
所以我们到老了，到头发白的，就是躺在病床上，神还是一直在照顾着我们。
So even when we become old, hair turns gray and lying on the bed, God still will take care of us.
那再来我们谈啊。我们要体恤年长者的软弱。
Next, we need to empathize on the weakness of the elderly members.
虽然年长者他们有智慧，他们能够分辨是非，他们有一个很美好的灵性。
Although they have wisdom to differentiate between right and wrong, and that they tend to have good spirituality.
但是他们也有他们的软弱啊。
But they also have their weaknesses.
所以大卫在作诗的时候，他就提到说：“神啊，你不要离弃我了。”
So when David wrote the psalm, he wrote that, "Lord, please do not forsake me."
尤其当我体力衰弱的时候，衰老的时候，不要离弃我。
Especially when I have become old and physically weak.
所以可见大卫年纪老的时候。
So we can see that when David became old,
他自己心里面知道了。
He, in his heart, he also knew it.
知道好像一天不如一天了。
He knew that his physically, he is going downhill.
他心有余啊，力不足啊。
So his
有时候你想起来就起不来了。
His spirit is willing, but his flesh is weak.
所以他说：“神啊，你不要离弃我啊，我年老了，不要。”就不管我。
So he beseeched the Lord not to forsake him in his old age.
主要年纪大的人可能都有这种的思想。
So the elderly tend to have this insecurity.
但是当然神说我不会离弃你呀。
But of course a God affirms us saying that I will not forsake you.
但是我们年轻的人也要体恤他们在体力上是一天一天的。
So we the younger members need to empathize and understand that these elderly members are physically declining.
那有些时候呢，我们年轻的人可能想不通。
But sometimes we the younger members may not think through.
因为我们可能还没有到达那个地步啊。
Perhaps because we are not at that stage yet.
因此，我们年轻人有些时候可能就会批评这些年长的人。
So we the younger members may sometimes tend to criticize the older members.
你看他 聚会又在打瞌睡了。
Look at him. He is falling asleep again during service.
每次都打瞌睡。
Every time he will fall asleep.
其实不一定，有些年纪轻老的人呢，很认真听道理的。
But it's not true all the time. Sometimes the elderly members pay very good attention during sermons.
但是当真正年纪不行的时候
，But when they are truly at that age，
啊，他们躺着啊，睡不着。
They may lie down but suffer from insomnia.
可是坐着却睡着了。
But when they lie, they can't sleep. But when they sit, they fall asleep.
只要一坐啊，他们就睡觉。
As long as they sit, they will fall asleep.
但是当我们说啊，你可以到床上休息一下哈，躺着休息。
But when we invite them to sleep on the bed and rest,
但是真正躺下去，又睡不着去。
But as soon as they lie down, they just can't fall asleep.
然后有些时候我们年轻人会抱怨说，你看。老师在讲同样的一个故事。
Sometimes the young would complain, "Hey, look at her again, repeating the same stories over and over again."
哎，那我们要了解啊，这个年长的人啊，他们是啊，过去的事情呢、啊、记得很清楚啊。
So we need to understand that the elderly members tend to have very vivid memories of their past.
那眼前的事情啊，反而容易忘记。
And they forget easily the things of the present.
啊，所以他们很乐于啊，跟我们一起啊。一直在提以前的事情。
So they really love to share their past stories.
所以我们不要觉得他们是唠叨啰嗦啊。
So we should never think that they are so naggy and repetitive.
至少他还能够记得以前的事情呢。
Because in the very least, they are able to remember the things of the past.
那有的人连以前的事情都忘记了。
And there are some people who cannot even remember the past.
所以我们要了解他们的情形。
So we need to understand their situation.
可能有一天我们老人都是一样的，大家都一样。
Because one day when we become old, we will experience the same thing.
啊，年轻的话，哭的时候没有眼泪，笑的时候却是眼泪汪汪。
So when you're old, when you cry, no tears come out, but when you laugh, lots of tears fall down.
那事实上，传道书里头也是提到这个老化的情形。
And in fact, the book of Ecclesiastes describes the symptoms.Of old age.
来，请看《传道书》十二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那第一节哈，我们先来看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
第一节说：“你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说。”我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾年近之心、啊、当纪念造你的主。
Verse 1, remember now your creator in the days of your youth. Before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
所以趁着现在年幼衰败日子还没到以前就要纪念主要多为主做圣工了。
So therefore, before the difficult days come, before you become old, we should grasp the opportunity and work more for the Lord.
多去行善，帮助别人在灵性成长。
We should do good and help others and make our spirituality grow.
啊，多去关心别人。
And we should spend more time to care for others.
所以这个衰败的日子是哪些日子呢
？So what are the difficult days?
要第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
看守房屋的发展，有力的屈伸，推门的稀少，叫仔细从窗户往外看的多昏暗。第四节
，Verse four，
街门关闭，推门的响声微小，雀鸟一叫，人就起来，歌唱的女子也多衰微。第五节
，Five，
人怕高处，路上有惊慌，杏树开花，蚱蜢成为重担。人所愿的也多废掉，因为人都归于他永远的家。那这个是形容啊，这个年纪老迈的描述。
So these verses describe the condition when one enters into old age.
那个看守房屋的啊，这个年老没有上班嘛，就在这家里呀。
So the keepers of the house, when we become old, we retire from work, we keep a look, we take care of the house.
当然，现在很多人退休以后就。在家里看孙子的。
And today there are many people after retirement they stay home to babysit their grandchildren.
但是呢，年纪慢慢增长。
And as our age progresses,
啊，手脚就发抖啊，这个手就没有力量了。
Our hands starts to tremble and we lack strength.
有力的屈身。
And the strong man bowed down.
啊，膝盖呀、啊、脊椎骨啊，可能都已经扭曲变形了。
So our knees and our spinal cords have all are all bended and twisted.
我大概今年啊，今年初啊，回台湾看我的岳父母啊。
Early this year, I visited Taiwan to visit my parents-in-law.
啊，真的，我看我的岳母啊，她身体啊缩小了不小。
And I noticed that my mother-in-law has shrunk quite a bit.
我看以前没有那么矮，现在看到身体都缩小了。
In the past, she wasn't that short, and now I saw that she has physically shrunk quite a bit.
所以真的有力的屈伸呢、啊，身体会。缩小，有些时候还会变形。
So indeed, the strong man bowed down because our bodies may shrink and become more petite.
那推磨的稀少就止息。
And the grinders cease because they are few.
要的牙齿也越来越少了。
So our teeth starts to fall out.
这个年纪大的人很多人装假牙。
And many of the elderly members have transplanted teeth.
所以年轻人啊，不要请他们吃那些花生啊，那些硬壳的东西啊，因为他们真的是咬不动。
So the younger members, please do not provide nuts in the shell for the elderly because they can't they can't really bite.
我们不要说很香啊，你看花生很香，我都咬得动，你怎么咬不动啊
？Don't say that the nuts are so yummy. I can just bite into them. Why can't you do the same?
啊，从窗户往外。看得多昏暗。
And those that look through the windows grow dim.
这老花眼啊，视线模糊啊。
So they become nearsighted. The things gets blurry.
啊，街门关闭，推磨的响声微小。
The doors are shut in the streets, and the sound of grinding is low.
雀鸟一叫呢，就起来了。
And one rises up at the sound of a bird.
这个浅眠啊，这个睡觉的时候很容易被惊醒啊，很容易醒过来。
So elderly members tend to become light sleepers and awakes at the slightest sound.
那歌唱的女子呢，耳朵衰微。
And the daughters of music are brought low.
说话有气无力。
So they speak without strength.
啊，人怕高处啊，路上惊慌。
They are afraid of height and of terrors in the way.
啊，体力不支啊，惧高。
So they are.So they are physically weaker, so they are afraid of heights.
啊，迅速开花啊，满头白发。
So the almond tree blossoms means their hair turns gray.
啊，金冠破裂啊，的头脑失灵。
So the grasshopper 什么 is a burden.
啊，金冠破裂啊。
What's that? Huh? Verse 6? Oh, the silver cord is loosed.是什么意思？
头脑失灵了。
It means they lost the functions of their brain.
所以这个就是衰败的一些现象。
So these are some of the symptoms of aging.
啊，不过感谢主啊，我看我们在座的很多年长者啊，都还没有到达这个现象。
But thank God, many of our elderly members seated here do not have these symptoms.
啊，这个是神的祝福。
So this is indeed the blessing of God.
那老年人的心里有时候会受到一些困扰。
So the elderly members in their hearts they may be disturbed.
啊，比如说退休以后的彷徨。
For example, their insecurity they feel in their retirement.
退休。不知道要做什么。
Because after retirement, they don't know what they can do.
啊，以前退休时候生活很固定啊，他的作息非常的固定。
In the past, their routines, lifestyles and routines are very fixed.
啊，但是现在呢，不知道做什么事。
But now, upon retirement, they don't know what to do.
啊，有些时候会孤单寂寞。
Sometimes they would feel lonely.
那神呢、啊，也给一些年长者的勉励、鼓励。
And God also has encouragements for the elderly members.
做年长者啊，本身呢，哎，怎么来自处呢？所以要言行端正。
Which is encouragement is how these elderly members should conduct themselves.
啊，请看提多书。
Let's turn to the book of Titus.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
提多书第二章第二节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 2。
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2。
劝老年人要节制、端庄、自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要纯全无瑕疵。
That the older man be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love.In patience.
啊，第三节。
Three.
又劝老年妇人啊，举止行动要恭敬啊，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。
The older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, not given to much wine, teachers of good things.
所以也就是年长者啊，要做年轻人的榜样。
So this means that the elderly members should serve as role models for the younger members.
啊，要做到。能够让年轻人呢、啊、从内心来尊重。
We should conduct ourselves to the point that the young will respect us from their hearts.
这神对年长者的勉励就是要做信仰的传承。
And next, the encouragement that God wants to give the elderly members is to pass down their faith.
好，我们请看约书亚记。
Let's turn to Joshua.
约书亚记二十四章十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua 24, verse 15.
二十四章十五节。
24, verse 15.
若说你们以侍奉神为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉神。
Okay, 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua was the head of the household.
He told the people.
He told the people.
至于我，我本身要以身作则，要在信仰上站立得稳呢。
But as for me, I shall be a role model and be firm in my faith.
啊，不但是我自己本身，我还有我的家，我的全家呢，我们全家都必定要一定的啊，没有第二个选择啊。
So not only myself, but including my house, we will. So there's no other choice. We will serve the Lord.
敬畏神、侍奉神、啊、是我们全家唯一的选项。
So worshiping and fearing God is the only choice or the only goal of our whole of your entire family.
那当然，他就是要尽责任的把信仰啊，就传给他的下一代、啊。
So to achieve this, he has to do his best to pass on his faith to his next generation.
所以神啊，对我们年长者的勉励，也是说要。做信仰的传承。
So the encouragement of God to the elderly members is for you to work on passing your faith to your next generation.
那第三个，我们要做一个退休生活的规划。
And third, we should be disciplined and come up with a structure in our retirement lives.
那活到老，学到老。
We continue our learning to the last days of our lives.
我们要有一个健康的生活方式。
And we should have a healthy lifestyle.
以前上班的时候，大概是七点就起床了。
Perhaps when we were working in the past, we have to wake up at 7 a.m.
当有的人更早，大概六点就必须要起床。
Some are even earlier; they wake up at 6 a.m.
退休以后呢
？But after retirement,
不用上班了。
You don't have to go to work.
那睡到自然醒。
Then you will just keep sleeping until you wake up naturally.
醒来吃过早餐以后呢，要准备吃中餐的。
So when you wake up after you finish breakfast, it's time to eat lunch.
中餐以后呢，认为哎呀没事情嘛，就睡觉。
So after lunch.Nothing else to do, then you go back to take a nap.
就是睡到自然醒。
Then you nap until you naturally wake up.
睡到四点。
You sleep until 4 p.m.
准备吃晚餐了。
Then you get ready to have dinner.
晚餐要想说，哎呀，轻松一下子，没上班嘛，看个电视。
So after dinner, because no work, I relax and watch the TV.
现在是看 iPad.
Now you watch iPad.
到了七，大概九点。
So you watch until 9 p.m.
睡觉。
It's time for sleep.
这个。这样的生活不行啊。
So this is not a good lifestyle.
我们必须要规划。
We should have structure.
要有健康的生活方式。
We need to have a healthy lifestyle.
早点起床。
We need to wake up early.
运动。
And exercise.
有的时候去做义工啊，去 交一些朋友啊。
Or do some volunteer work so that we can get to know more friends.
甚至可以到成人的学校再学一些东西啊。
Or we may even go to adult school and learn new things.
啊，也可以来到教会来祷告啊，陪传道祷告啊。
Or we can come to church and pray with the preacher.
啊，来教会清扫这个庭院呢。
Or come to church and clean the yard.
很多事情可以做。
There are a lot of things we can do.
让我们人生啊。一样的保持着青春
，so that our lives can still be ever forever young。
那保持着活力
，that we can be forever active。
啊，说不要因为退休以后啊，就什么事情都好像没事可做了。
So do not think that after retirement everything else ends, that there's nothing else to do。
在我们呢，在主的恩典跟知识上要有长进。
So next, under the grace and the knowledge of Lord, we should grow.
看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16.
彼得前书三章十六节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
对不起，彼得后书。
I'm sorry, Second Peter.
彼得后书三章啊，十八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
三章十八节。
Chapter 3 verse 18.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
刚信主的时候，大家都说哇，主的恩典很多啊！哈。
When we first believe in the Lord, we say, "Oh, God's grace is so abundant."
可是现在，年龄啊、一点一点的增长。
But as our age progresses,
那我们也要在基督耶稣的恩典上有长进。
We should also progress in our grace of the Lord.
这每天都有新的恩典呢、啊。
So that every day we experience new grace from God.
这个恩典呢，就是要去体验。
And to obtain this grace is for us to experience.
要去思考。
To meditate.
啊，去实行。
And to put them in practice.
就能够享受到主的恩典呢。
Then we will be able to experience the grace of God.
能够尝主恩的滋味。
Then we'll be able to taste the grace of the Lord.
那我们人生啊，就充满这个朝气。
So that our lives are full of
energetic
energy.
那我们人生啊，就充满着喜乐平安。
That our lives is full of joy and peace.
那每天早上睡醒以后，一切事情都是新的。
And every day when we wake up, everything is new.
所以我们对人生就有一个很好奇心呢。
So we will have this sense of a curiosity for life.
因为这个好奇心能够使我们很快乐地活下去。
And with this sense of curiosity, it will make us want to live with a joyful heart.
因为对我们来说，什么都是新的。
Because to us, everything is new.
啊、大家住新的房子很高兴呢、啊。
When we live in a new house, we're very excited.、
啊、开新车很高兴呢、啊。
When you drive a new car, we're very excited.、
啊、有的新生的婴儿，我们很高兴呢、啊。
And when we have a newborn, we are very happy.
可是旧了，当然我们就不觉得很稀奇了。
But when something turns old, it's no longer exciting.、
啊、但是圣经告诉我们，每天早晨这些都是新的。
But the Bible tells us that when we wake up every morning, everything is new.
所以我们内心要充满，尽量充满的感恩呢、啊。
So,Our hearts should be full of gratitude.
这样就能够在主耶稣的恩典上、知识上，天天有长进。
Through this way, we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord.
好，那最后呢，我们来谈晚辈对长辈要有什么样的态度呢
？Finally, we'll talk about the attitude that the young should have towards the elderly.
请看利未记。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章
Leviticus 19
十九章三十二节
Verse 32
三十二节
Verse 32
在白发的人眼前你要站起来也要尊敬老人又要敬畏你的神我是主
You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God I am the Lord
所以尊敬老人是跟敬畏神是放在一起的。
So honoring the elderly and fearing God are put side by side.
所以假如有人哈，有人说他敬畏神，但是不尊重老人。
If someone says that they fear God but do not honor the elderly,
这个不算是敬畏神了。
So this is not true fearing of God.
一个真的敬虔的人。
A person who is truly God-fearing,
一个懂道德的人
and a person who is moral,
一个有良心的人
a person who has conscience,
他一定会 尊敬老人的。
He will surely honor the elderly.
这个也是神的诫命啊。
This is also the commandment of God.
因为有一天呢，我们也会老。
Because one day all of us will age.
所以我们现在要用爱心呢来体谅接纳他们。
So now we should understand and accept them with love.
啊，所以我们先想想啊，说年轻，我们想想。
So we the young here, let us ponder on this.
每个安息日。
Every Sabbath.
我们跟多少个老年的弟兄姐妹啊说话
？How many of us try to spend time to communicate with the elderly?
我们有多少年长者的朋友
？And how many of us have friends who are elderly?
比如说我们在座里有些年纪大的。
For example, seated here are many elderly members.
我们年轻的人有几个人主动去关心他们
？And how many of us, the younger members, took the initiative to approach them and care for them?
啊，有位年纪大的老弟兄啊，他可能再过几天就要回台湾呢。
We have an old elderly brother. In a few days, he will return to Taiwan.
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹几个人知道
？So among us, the younger members, how many of us know about this?
可能不知道，不关心呢。
We may not know about this.
啊，这个不行啊。
It's not right. So, we don't care.
我们要用爱心啊来观察。
So we should use our love to observe.
啊，来分享他们的人生的经验。
And to spend time to listen and have them share their life experience.
啊，分享他们的记忆。
And for them to share their memories.
所以我们要用爱心啊，体谅，用爱心的接纳他们。
So we should use our love to accept and to understand them.
所以有个方法就是看看我们有几个这种年长者的朋友。
So a good way to do this is to think to ourselves, how many elderly members do I have as my friend?
有一天我们也会老啊。
Because one day we all will age.
那我到巴西啊，那搭这个公共汽车啊。
In Brazil, I was on the public transport.
哇，他们这个年纪轻的啊，看到年纪长的啊，这个白发的啊，他们就自动会起来让座。
So when the younger people saw the gray hair, they would automatically stand up and give their seat to the elderly.
啊，每个人都是一样啊。
Everyone was treated the same.
嗯，啊，有一次有人要让我坐，我吓一跳，我还年轻，我要让你坐，你还让我坐。
One time, someone gave me their seat. I was shocked because I think I should give him the seat.
因为八十六十岁哈，六十岁就是有资格哈。让座，被让座了，有资格哈，啊，被称为是老人了。
So in Brazil, when you reach 60, you are considered a senior.
啊，六十岁就可以有免费的那个搭公车的证件。
Okay. When you're 60, you can have free public transport pass.
啊，所以我们就是要按照圣经教训哈，要尊敬这些人。
So according to the teachings of the Bible, we should respect the elders.
啊，用耐心来观察长辈的需要。
And we should have the patience to observe the needs of the elderly.
因为长辈有些时候他们比较难以开口，他们不好意思来麻烦我们这些年轻人。
Because sometimes the elderly members feel bad opening up and requesting for help because they do not want to trouble us.
有些时候我们要去载他们来聚会。
Sometimes we want to go pick them up for service.
他不用啊，不用啊。
They decline.
啊，他们也不好意思麻烦大家。
Because they feel bad to trouble others.
其实他们是有需要的。
But in actuality, they have the need.
所以我们要用爱心来观察，用耐心来观察。
So we should use love and patience to observe and care for them.
要聆听长辈的人生体验。
And we should spend time to listen to their life experiences.
啊，一样的故事里面可能有新的启示。
Because although they may share the same story, but they may inspire you on a different teaching.
啊，只是我们没有用心去聆听而已。
And the problem only lies because we do not put all our hearts in listening to their stories.
我们要用心去听的话，我们可以体会里面很多人生的智慧。
So if we put our heart to listen to their stories, then we will learn many good teachings.
因为我们很多时候就是对老年人有个印象，刻板印象，他不行啊，他老了，这个无用啊，这个糊涂啊，这个已经是不合乎时代潮流啊，这不用听了。
So because we often have this stereotype about the elderly members thinking that they're old-fashioned, that they're old-fashioned and whatever they say is not useful.
很多时候我们已经把心门啊关起来了。
So very often we have closed the door to our hearts.
其实是他们充满着人生的经验体验
But in reality, they're full of wisdom and experiences of life.
但是我们一定要用心去听，才能够听得出来。
But we can only learn from their experiences if we listen with our hearts.
那最后一个哈，不能够严责老年人。
Okay, finally, we should not sternly rebuke the elderly.
啊，请看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
Verse 1.
提摩太前书第五章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 1.
那不可严责老年人，只要劝他如父亲，劝少年人如弟兄。第二节。
Verse 2.
那劝老年妇人啊，如同自己的妈妈啊；劝少年妇女如同自己的姐妹，总要清清节节的啊。所以这边是怎么来劝告，怎么来对待老年人，就是不能够严责的。
So here tells us that we should cannot rebuke the elderly.
啊，不能够嫌他啰嗦啊。
We cannot think that they're so naggy.
不能够嫌他走路慢呐。
Don't complain that they walk so slow.
啊，不能够嫌他有时候在讲话的时候，什么牙齿忽然掉出来啊。
Do not complain that why when they talk halfway, their dentures fall out.
这个都是其实是不礼貌的行为哈。
So saying these things are very impolite.
所以我们一定要。要对他们尊敬，像尊敬自己的父亲、尊敬自己的妈妈一样。
So we should honor the elderly just as we honor our own parents.
好像保罗看别人的妈妈，好像自己的妈妈。
Just like Paul, he regarded others' mothers as his own mother.
有一天呢，我们也是会老的。
Because one day we all will age.
那可能也不见得会比他们更健康啊。
And we may not be healthier than them.
因为时间还没到。
Because our time is not up yet.
因此我们要有个怜悯的心肠。
Therefore, we need to have a merciful and a heart of empathy.
用爱心体谅接纳。
We need to have love to understand and accept them.
其实这也是神的命令啊。
And this is actually the commandment of God.
啊，再唱诗。
Now let's sing a hymn.
117
Let's sing hymn 217.